Good morning, this is KE8YGV, Kilo Echo 8, Yankee Golf Victor, monitoring. NHEHP, Norway 8, Echo Hotel Papa. Let's see. YGV, heard someone come across and say they were listening to this repeater station, but I didn't get your call sign.
Yes, the call sign here is November 8, Echo Hotel Papa, or NH. Extra horsepower. Name is Dave, and this repeater is full scale here in Detroit this morning. Over.
Well, good morning, Dave. My name is Russ. I'm up in the Davison area, so you're down in Detroit. That's interesting. We must be connected through the linked repeaters. Over.
Oh, Russ, it seems like more of that's going on these days, thanks to the internet connections, where multiple repeaters are linked up. I'm getting into the Saginaw machine on 5.330, 88 Hertz PL, using the 10 ohmic Yankee at about 35 feet, about 50 watts into the Yankee, over.
Yeah, Dave, I'm running out of the Lapeer repeater. I forget the call sign for it, but it's Lapeer County Amateur Radio Club's repeater. Over.
I push a bunch of buttons here, Russ, but now I'm into Lapeer. Over.
Well, that's pretty good. How many miles are you away from that tower?
Well, I'm a lot further away than Bay City, that's for sure. Bay City's got to be... well, it's Saginaw, what I'm thinking here. Early in the morning here. Saginaw. That's easily 100 miles. And that repeater's full scale. Well, Pier's not quite full scale here. This is only maybe 48 miles, 52 miles, something like that, maybe, over.
Well, you have a good system, good antenna there, reaching that far. So, looks like it's going to be a pleasant but warm day today. I've got to get some projects done around here, and... I'm just trying to muster up the motivation this morning.
Russ, I think you're right about the good antenna. I actually hear you on the input, over.
Yeah, I often wonder how far I can reach on Simplex signal. I'm probably, gosh, I don't know, 20 miles away. Let me check it here. From the 15 or 20 miles away from the antenna, the repeater I'm talking on, I was wondering how what the range actually is. I'd like to do a test radio check one day. Over.
Well, that last transmission you made, you were almost full quieting on the input, and then your signal just disappeared. So there's probably a little bit of up and down going on. Did you say you were in Davison?
Yes, I'm in Davison. I just checked about 15 miles away from the Lapeer repeater.
Well, I remember Channel 28's tower, which I could see up close and personal in the Ortonville Recreation Area on one of the hilltops in there. They could also see 28's tower blinking with the strobe lights from Deanville Mountain about, 40-plus miles away up to the north of Imlay City.
Yeah, you're transmitting at 50 watts, you say?
Well, Lapeer almost faded away. So I had to go over to Bay City. Now I'm going to the Bay City. Originally, I was working in Saginaw, and I went over to Lapeer after you said you were going to Lapeer. And now I'm on Bay City, in Bay City. Because the Lapeer machine almost faded away, I missed what you said. Possibly a comment about me looking at Channel 28's tower 40 years ago from two different locations up there, over.
I am trying to find the Bay City frequency. I don't know if I have it listed in here. I programmed quite a few of them in the state on there, but I'm not finding it. What's the frequency that Bay City's on?
Bay City's on 5.310, 5.310 with a 131 PL, over. Looks like the propagation heading north from Detroit is dropping like a rock here. Maybe it'll come back in a couple of minutes, NADHP.
NATYU, this is NATVLC. NATYU, this is NATVLC. Are you out there?
testing.
Okay, 73 is there, my friend. 58, also in the kilo. Lake Sinclair.
Hotel Delta India Monterey.
K-E-8-R-Z-Alpha.
K-E-8-TV monitoring. KF-80W. KF-80YL, monitoring.
KF-8BRD.
Pretty muggy here.
You say Mike?
I said it's pretty muggy here. How's it going on your end?
Well, thanks to air conditioning, I don't know. I know it was pretty darn muggy earlier, though. I work in heating and cooling, so I spend 90% of my time out in the worst temperatures of the season, so. How's your evening going? And what was your calling name?
Going on and sitting outside, it's pretty muggy. It's pretty muggy outside.
I didn't catch your call or name. I just caught that somebody was talking, saying stand by. So.
My name's Ken, and the call is KF-8AYO, Kilo Foxtrot 8 Alpha Yankee Lima.
Name's Jim over here, KF-8DRD, Kilo Foxtrot 8 Bravo Romeo Delta.
All right, I got that. Whereabouts you at? I'm in Birch Run here, coming off the Guilford Tower.
I am in Grand Ledge, just west of Lansing. I'm not sure what tower it is. KC8LCY, I think.
It's all right, well. Yeah, I used to know a guy who lived in Grand Ledge a long time ago. But he talking back in the early 90s.
Yeah, I've only lived here 2, maybe 3 years. Yeah. What do you do for work?
I do IT work for automotive OEM. I got my own consulting business. Used to be a lot of fun. Not so fun anymore. Maybe I'm just getting old, I don't know. But I used to like it, now I don't. It's just a job now, but.
Even the best things, as far as work goes, they'll wear on you after a while. So I'm assuming you're a fairly new ham as well.
To put it, it's just the whole workforce has changed.
Yep. Leave offshore.
You keep on popping in and out of the repeater, just so you know, if I don't reply to something. I'm assuming by your call, you're fairly new to Han as well. Yeah, must have lost you. I don't know if we had some ducting going on or not, but it was nice chatting with you for a minute. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Bravo Romeo Delta, I'm going to go back to scan mode. 73, have a good night.
All right, yeah, I don't know what I... 73 is good, good making your...